Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hello, personal yogis. Welcome to our Best Personal Yoga Podcast from Aligned. MBPYC Namaste. Today we have Dwight Del Miller, a transformational coach, healer, and author. Dwight, we're super excited to have you here on our show. And if you could just tell me a little bit about yourself, just so that everybody welcomes you into our 10-minute community here.
All right. Thank you, Carolina. I'm excited to be here. I guess real quick, I just have a very deep background in healing work. I help people transform their lives, whether it's mental, subconscious, emotional, energetic, or spiritual. I help people really do the deep inner work and overcome whatever it is that's holding them back.
That's amazing and very interesting. And so you mentioned to me earlier in our previous conversation, you have a different background. How can you tell us you came about in the realm of healing and transformation?
Well, my education is in finance and accounting. At some point, the world brought me to my knees. Life brought me to my knees. And I was kind of living, you know, what I was programmed to in the U.S. society, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a good job and a career with a big company, get married, have 2.2 kids. And I found that really led me to emptiness. And at like 2009 and 10, I was going through divorce. My dad was dying of cancer. My son was kind of taken from me. His mother moved across the country. And then I attracted a car accident. So I just had a lot going on. That was when everything started to turn. That's when I became spiritual. Once I recovered from that, I discovered healing. I discovered that I felt energy, and I was very curious about that. And that little spark in deciding to follow my heart really led me down this path. So I'm in a totally different place than I used to be.
Wow. Wow. Such a strong story. Thanks for telling us. I know sometimes, even though, you know, our minds and we aren't like in one place, weren't feeling our best. And then you took that extra leap into something that we could say that it sounds like it's your calling. And so we're thrilled to have you here on our show. And so if you can tell us, how can an individual overcome health challenges, aches, pains, and that's to help them achieve a better state of holistic well-being. What is your approach?
The number one reason behind people's physical symptoms is emotions, which are a form of energy. And the very basic example I give people is, if you know anyone who, when they feel stressed, they may get tight neck and shoulder muscles, okay? And that's a very simple example of how you're feeling certain energies, and then those energies come into the physical body. So imagine what stronger emotions or emotions that have been running for a long time, like from childhood trauma or whatever. It doesn't even have to be trauma. It can be just negative thought patterns or whatever. Those impact the body. And traditional Chinese medicine thousands of years ago mapped emotions to every organ of the body. They understood how emotions and energy really affects the body. So honestly, I help people just be aware of what they're feeling and what the energy is. And I give people a few different tools to release it, and their health transforms.
Okay. So you talk about energy and Chinese medicine. And so you use some of those techniques. Awesome.
Correct. I'm trained in several modalities. So, and I've created my own modality. Mm-hmm. So now it's just very intuitive. I'm usually given or aware of what's underneath someone's symptoms.
Okay. So when you're addressing trauma and past experiences, what strategies or approaches can one employ to navigate healing and move forward in a very positive way?
I like, there's an inner child meditation that a lot of people do. The way I do it, as I just mentioned, I'm given what emotions or energies are underneath. So we usually just visualize. You can do a deeper meditation if you want it to be more hypnosis level. But I usually just have a client visualize they're with their inner child in the case of trauma, if they know what it is, like trauma or past experience. And then we just release all the energy, any sensory aspects, whether it's sight, sounds, images, things that were said, feelings. You can literally delete or rewrite or edit the subconscious, kind of like a computer program. And, you know, all this is things that happened in the past, so it's not happening now, and it doesn't exist anymore. It's really just imprints on our subconscious and our energy field, and we can delete it.
Okay. Wow. And when you're breaking free from negative beliefs or patterns and emotions, how can we be transformative? What actionable steps or mindset shifts contribute to this process, this liberation process?
Right. The first step I always have my clients take is, have you ever tried to make someone else happy, Carolina?
Other than myself.
Okay.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Many of us have tried to please or make other people happy, and generally it doesn't work. So I always ask people that. And then I said, well, who's going to make you happy, right? And like you said, you're focused on making yourself happy, which is beautiful. It's about first, number one, taking back our responsibility and our power for ourselves and our own happiness and well-being. And then number two, it's really starting to observe yourself, because it's easy to see things in other people, right? But you've got to start observing yourself. And the society is fairly aware of, you know, positive thinking, be aware of what you're thinking. But what I teach my clients is really start to be emotionally aware. What are you feeling right now? And does it remind you of past experiences? Like some people, if they've had multiple relationships, you can look back on your relationships and they give you the same feeling, even though maybe the relationships were different. They gave you the same feeling. And that's really the universe is showing you that you haven't got it yet. Because once you get it and you resolve those emotional patterns and take those golden nugget lessons, and then you accept it and release it, then you break the pattern and you don't have to have those experiences anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. So becoming aware of our emotions is really the number one step or golden nugget that you are going to give it, you're giving us today. That's pretty amazing. I second that. You know, you asked me that question. I was like, I know the answer. That's right. I'm here. We're here. So that's really cool. And as far as manifestation or, you know, it's often tied to releasing resistance. And so how can you consciously release resistance so that you can facilitate that manifestation of our goals and our desires?
Right. And a lot of this is similar because at least the way I work is you can delete resistance. The first step is to be aware of it. Most of us, we really question our worthiness. You know, are we worthy? Do we deserve to receive whatever it is we're trying to manifest? A lot of us have difficulty receiving gifts or compliments. Okay. So if you struggle to receive a gift or a compliment, you know, are you going to be able to receive that beautiful life you're trying to manifest or whatever it is you're trying to manifest? So again, first it's awareness of what's holding you back. And a lot of these things go back to childhood experiences where something happened and we formed a negative belief about ourselves, right? Because a lot of us, when we weren't perfect, we got punished somehow, right? This is where anxiety comes in and a lot of the unworthiness, because as that little boy or girl, we don't know how to cope. And we're like, yeah, I screwed that up. I'm dumb or I'm whatever, you know, and we label and we accept these beliefs and those imprint in our subconscious and our belief system. So you really just got to go in there and delete them and clean them out. I bring a lot of energy to the table to help clients release things. And it's really quite simple. But I teach clients three different ways to release their energies or beliefs.
Right. And with that, I think it's practice too. Just like in yoga, you have to practice your breath. And with me, you'll be practicing your breath. I think with you, it's that you have to be practicing aware and understanding what emotions are coming and going and what type of energy you're inputting out or inputting in. So that is our theme, that is embracing personal growth. And so what would be your last piece of advice you're going to leave us with so that we can help individuals tap into their extraordinary power and experience unprecedented growth in all aspects of life?
It's a beautiful question. And I love this question because most people have absolutely no idea how powerful you truly are. And it's just kind of the negative programming most of us were raised in, right? We beat ourselves up. We are so hard on ourselves, okay? And if you think about, I break things into different categories. You have the thoughts, your conscious mind. That's only 5% compared to the 95% subconscious, okay? So you start to get those aligned and you shift your energies and patterns from the negative to positive, okay? And then like I talked about, the emotional and energetic are even more powerful than the subconscious and conscious. And then there's a spiritual component too. So when you shift all your energies from the negative into the positive column, it is absolutely unbelievable how powerful you are and how easily you can manifest and how easy it is to be enjoying the magic and wonder of this beautiful world we live in.
Thank you, Dwight. You heard him. It is a whole bucket of energies we've got. We've got different realms we can work with. And so what is a good website where people can get connected with you?
Everything's under my full name, DwightDaleMiller.com. My social media, Instagram and Facebook is that. And my books on Amazon are under the same name. My last book is called The Formula for Lasting Happiness.
I can't wait to read your book. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carolina. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone else too. Namaste.
Namaste.